This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Talks between the United States and China ended Friday with no new trade deal announced. After the talks, President Donald Trump tweeted that the relationship with China's President Xi Jinping remains a very strong one and that conversations would continue. However, the U.S. continued to impose tariffs on China, and Trump said they may or may not be removed. AP Sagar Meghani reports.
Negotiators did not reach a deal during a brief meeting hours after the U.S. imposed new tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports. President Trump tweets talks into the future will continue, but he says the tariffs may or may not be removed. Investors worry about a full-blown trade war, which would generally threaten to slow the global economy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Later Friday, the U.S. Trade Representative's office said President Trump had ordered Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to begin the process of imposing tariffs on all remaining products imported from China, a total of more than $300 billion worth of goods. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa's ruling ANC party has won re-election with an absolute majority but diminished support in South Africa's parliament. With more than 95% of the votes counted from Wednesday's poll, the ANC held a comfortable lead of 57.73% Friday. The ANC's closest rival, the main opposition Democratic Alliance, that is, was in second place. Musi Maimon was the DA's main candidate.
It was a tough contested election. One of the things that have happened is that the ruling party has successfully put a new driver in a bus that is broken. I can't dismiss that.
The Economic Freedom Fighters Party finished third. The final official tally will be announced Saturday. This is VOA News. As fighting for the Libyan capital enters its sixth week, the UN Security Council Friday urged the parties to stop shooting and rejoin UN-led political negotiations. Council President Ambassador Dian Trisanjani of Indonesia told reporters after an emergency closed-door meeting, the council is deeply concerned about the instability in Tripoli and the worsening humanitarian situation. Meanwhile, humanitarian groups and the UN High Commissioner for Refugees said Friday that European nations need to do more to prevent migrant deaths in the Mediterranean. Babar Balak is a UNHCR spokesman.
Libya is not a safe place to return these desperate refugees and migrants. And we hope that our calls are heard to save more lives.
Also Friday, the UNHCR said at least 65 migrants died when their boat capsized in the Mediterranean off the coast of Tunisia. 16 people were rescued and taken to Zarzis by the Tunisian Navy. Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency quoted a top commander in the Revolutionary Guard as saying Tehran will not negotiate with the United States. The statement follows U.S. President Donald Trump's indirect invitation to Iranian leaders to call him on the telephone. But Tasnim on Friday quoted General Yadollah Javani as saying there will be no negotiations with America. He said the United States would not dare to take military action against Iran. Acting U.S. Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan on Friday told reporters Iran needs to understand that an attack on the United States, in his words, will be met with an appropriate response. On Thursday, the USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group and four B-52 bombers arrived in the Middle East after concerns Iran might be planning an attack against American targets. The Pentagon is shifting $1.5 billion in money originally targeted for the Afghan security forces and other projects to help pay for construction of 129 kilometers of border wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan, who said he plans to visit the border on Saturday, said the Pentagon is fully engaged in fixing the border crisis. He said more than 4,000 troops and 19 aircraft are supporting Customs and Border Protection personnel. The decision means a combined total of $2.5 billion is being moved in response to President Donald Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border. After 2 days of losses, Wall Street ticked up on Friday with all three major indices finishing in positive territory. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.